You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is Gordon Cohen's track South Sudan, which you will have no doubt heard on the 95BFM playlist. And it's part of a wonderful album that has just come out today called Unity. Gordon's like a bona fide living legend. He's a huge pop star back in South Sudan. And he's produced 11 albums now. Unity is his 11th album. And he's currently based in Melbourne, and he arrived there as an asylum seeker in around about 2013-2014 time, because he'd been touring around performing his music when war broke out back in his home country. And he made the very, very difficult decision to not go home. The civil war in South Sudan has been going since then. It ended back in February of this year, and nearly 2 million people have been displaced by that. Refugees around the world now, and 400,000 people have died. So it's a huge conflict and a terrible tragedy, and an incredible context to have informed a move to Australia. So a lot of Gordon's music is about exploring how music can be a unifying thing, how it can bring people together. And we had a bit of a chat about some of these themes. So we're going to have a little listen to parts of that now. This is my conversation with Gordon Cohen from yesterday about his new album Unity, which is out this morning. Gordon Cohen, it's a real pleasure to speak to you this morning. I wanted to start by asking you a little bit about your background in music, because you're originally from the Nuer tribe from the Upper Nile region of what is now known as South Sudan, and you're a very successful pop artist back at home. Has music always been important to you?
Music is very important to me because I was born blind very long time ago. I see in this world we need to do something before we go. So I decided to plan to learn the music, and then I learned it in church until I decided to compose my own songs. So music is very important to me because when I play my music, even though I am in my own place without another person, and then I see myself like I am together with people, because when I compose a good song, if I went to performances, and then people will love my songs and they love me, and then I understand when they're shouting and they dancing, and also they enjoy the music, and then it makes me happy. So it's very good to me. Music is very good to me.
So as Gordon just said there, he was born blind and he learned to play the instrument that he's most famously known for, the tum, by being taught by his cousin through feel. So his cousin kind of showed him how to pick it, and then he thought, this isn't really working for me, and so he kind of just worked out his own way of playing it, and now he's an absolute master at it. And he tours around with a different one of his cousins as well, who lives with him in Melbourne. And if you ever go and see Gordon perform, they're both up on the stage together. I really like that the title of your new record is called Unity. Can you tell us why you called it that, Gordon?
I call my number 11 album Unity because I need people to work together in this world. For example, if you go to remember this, one hand cannot bring sound when you clap. No clap. When you clap two hands together, this is where they bring sound.
That's a lovely way of thinking of it, the two hands clapping together and uniting people.
Yeah. don't have a friend, we don't have a job, we don't have any money, we don't have anything to do in the country because we are guests. It's a lot of stress. And then I said, now it's very difficult to me. I think all the people, they're suffering a lot, because I think if you come to another country and waiting your family resident, you're taking asylum, you don't have any money, it's very difficult. And then I try to comfort all the people who are waiting now and also around the world. If they hear this song, and then they will know that. So it's very good for them. They will be comfortable.
So that was Gordon talking about the experience of being an asylum seeker, moving to another country and finding a home through music. And one of his tracks on this record is called Asylum Seeker. And he made it in English because that was kind of the language that a lot of refugees and asylum seekers end up learning in countries that they move to. So he kind of wanted it to be something that lots of people could connect with. And we're going to have a listen to a little bit of that song now. He wants it to be something that comforts people while they're living in the very distressing situation of waiting to get permanent residency. I also asked Gordon about why he ended up in Australia and what living in Australia has meant for him as a musician. So let's have a listen to that.
I chose Australia to be really my second home, because the good thing in Australia, the music is very good here, because they are multiple cultural country. And the good thing is the band that I get here, when I teach them my line in the music, and then they catch it up very quick, very clear with the voice. And then my music become like the way that I did in South Sudan. It's very, very, very nice to me. I love Australia. I love the cleverness that they do in my music.
That's great to be able to find musicians that totally get what you're doing.
For a long time, sometimes it has been a hard.
And just before he signed off, Gordon sang me a song, unprompted, down the phone about coronavirus, because obviously he's locked down in Melbourne at the moment, and we're in a bit of a weird situation here too. And love and unity being the big things that underpin his music, I thought this was a really special thing. So let's have a listen to Gordon's song about coronavirus, which he says is going to come out next year, so we can stay tuned for that.
Coronavirus, you are a bad disease, we understand it. You're trying to finish the goddess, children, you are dangerous. Go away, we don't want you in the world. You are a typical coronavirus, the world's get tired of you. We're suffering, almighty God, bring your wisdom to the doctors. They must defeat it, don't let it go out of control for the next generation.
That's a 2020 mood if ever there was one. Gordon Coang, amazing musician, based in Melbourne, originally from South Sudan, and with a wonderful new album out today called Unity. It's out via the very awesome record label Music in Exile, which is an offshoot of a very cool Melbourne indie label. And I recommend you go and listen to it. Go buy it. It's a really wonderful just tribute to how music can be a beautiful unifying thing. We're going to listen to another track we've had on the playlist here at BFM. It's We Don't Have a Problem with Anyone by Gordon Coang.
BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.